This area feels more open and is less densely forested than much of the rest of George W. Childs Park because the old-growth timber was cut and used to build nearby facilities. As you face the forest, the open area where the trees were cut down extends about 45 yards in a wide arch along the gravel trail. Undergrowth is very sparse here. The forest trees have not regrown and few small plants have taken root. Beyond the cut area, the forest is dominated by mature hemlock trees. The ground is fairly flat and rocky with very little topsoil. To your left, the trail goes back across the creek bridge and intersects with the main trail back to the parking area. To your right, the trail continues to the second of three wooden platforms that overlook the waterfalls of Dingman's Creek. This 3-foot by 2-foot horizontal panel shows a historic photo of a Civilian Conservation Corps, also called the CCC work crew, working in George W. Childs Park. It is captioned,
"Structures built by CCC crews exemplify the rustic style architecture of the National Park Service."
The main text on the top left of the panel reads,
"Roosevelt's Tree Army. The Civilian Conservation Corps employed young men in the 1930s during the Great Depression. Across the country, CCC crews built park buildings, planted billions of trees, constructed roads, and fought wildfires. The program provided economic relief and revived people's interest in their natural heritage."
Two modern photos inserted in the upper right side of the panel show structures built by CCC workers and are captioned,
"In George W. Childs Park, CCC crews constructed a ranger cabin, picnic pavilions, a pump shelter, and a privy. One of the CCC-built picnic pavilions and the pump shelter, shown above, are still in use at the park."